Simply Done, the podcast network.
So I said, he took a bite of Dan. Why don't you take a bite out of Cry?
No, I'm not going to. Okay, all right. That's the past. He bit me, and that's all there is to it.
He took a bite out of your arm, and I said, this Atkins diet's getting out of control. Whoa!
What are you doing all dressed up?
He's got a new fanny pack.
Is that a new fanny pack?
No. New tie like a doctor.
It's nice to see you.
Thank
you, sir.
Hey, let me smell.
Wolfie's on you.
Hey, let me have those Italian meatballs.
Because I'm sweating.
The strap of your North Face is soaking wet.
Because of me sweating.
Dude, why don't you put on your AC?
Why don't you let go of my bag, please?
I didn't touch your bag, so you're starting already, Scaremaster. Hi, buddy.
Wait a minute. Sit down and talk.
Okay. He's got some 8-tracks.
You got what?
No.
8-track tape.
What is this you just gave to me?
He's got some new songs.
How do you view the future? Who really controls the world?
Who does control the world?
Satan what the is devil.
Yeah.
You're a Satanist now? I thought you were a Javajo.
Jehovah's Witness.
So why are you saying Satan's the best and he controls everything?
I didn't.
You did say that. I said it because I asked you who really controls the world and you said Satan.
Is it because you got a taste of Dan's blood and now you're a vampire Satanist?
Are you?
What? Read the track, please.
Yeah, but you just said, when I said who really controls the world, you said
today,
Satan.
Yeah, because Satan.
Oh, Perry. I thought the Javajo stuff was crazy, but this Satanism is unbelievable. Stay away from that. Bad things will happen to you if you can.
Oh, you know why? Because
the tracks are right there.
You know why? Because Satan has a three-headed dog. And so for Javajo, that's like triple the fun.
Look.
Is there any truth to that?
What do you call it? What's the name of that, the dog with wings?
With wings.
Oh, Linda McCartney. Come on,
that's kind of an old joke. Wings were popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back, Scaremaster.
Thank you. Bumming character?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? What is happening? Scaremaster's doing it like a hand in front of his face. He's waving and he just keeps hitting his face in the microphone.
Meaning character, you know, because
I got
a bunch of characters.
You're doing
bunch of characters that I'm going to be doing.
You know what? You should do that on the show.
Whoa. You guys remember this song? What is this song from?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios.
That's it.
At a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're in the studio, and I'm your pal, Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm Kyle Dickey. Hi, guys. Hi. It's great to see everybody here.
Whoa.
Scary Perry's not here yet. He might. Actually, he dropped me off, and he went back down to the IHOP. He needs to take another shit, that fucking guy. All he knows how to do is shit here, shit there. He shits everywhere.
Wow, Kyle.
God, I don't know if he's got... If he's got, what the fuck do they call that? I forget, but...
AIDS.
No, not that disease.
Hey, slow up. What the hell is going on? Ever since you came out of the closet, you've been acting really weird.
Came out of what closet?
Scaremaster, why are you talking like that?
Because I'm doing Kyle Dickey.
What does that mean?
Oh, Kyle Dickey.
Kyle Dickey is a voice... that I created.
Oh, you're doing like a character.
I've got, that's the character, that's number, character number one. Character number two.
But wait a second. Oh, we don't do all your characters right now.
You want me to, all right, I just introduced you.
That's the new character, Kyle Dickey?
Dickey. Wait, how do you do that? What do? You make up a voice and you just, that's how you're going to sound?
Boom.
Hold on a second. Let me just take a guess. This is something you used to do at the gay clubs all the time. And now that you're out of the closet, you're able to just do it in front of other people.
Excuse me. I'm not... Look. You know me as Perry Caravello.
I remember you as Perry Caravello.
You know who I am.
It's like that.
All right. You know my stage name is Scary Perry.
Right.
But you also know that I do voices.
I know that...
You also know that I create voices.
I know that last week you created a character, this gay character.
Boom. Yes.
Is this an alter ego? Did you go to gay bars and you went by the name Kyle?
I never been to gay bars. No, I'm sorry.
What did you do, Kyle Dickey?
Kyle Dickey is
So I'm just trying to figure this out. So you just, all right, all what right. do? You just show up and you just start talking in a weird voice, and that's time the out. Character
time
that
out.
You are.
Time out. Time out. Please.
Did you learn this at the Van Mar Academy? Like some of these acting things?
No,
oh,
I learned,
that's
I learned
right.
voices.
While we were gone, we didn't even announce that. Ivan Marcota. He passed away.
In early August.
That was your acting teacher.
He was my big acting coach.
I saw
the. You saw the obituary? He sat there for 4 days and everyone thought he was just acting dead. Before they finally realized he was really dead.
Are you serious?
He was such a good actor.
He was so dedicated.
It was like, look at him. They're like, look at Ivan. He's doing the dead bit for days.
Didn't he say something about the biggest disappointment I ever had was the Scaremaster? So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Give us another character.
Now, you were at the Javajo picnic
Jehovah's,
today.
It was not a picnic thing.
What was it?
It was a 3-day assembly. It's the summer convention. And they
it's like the Westminster Dog Show.
I'm not answering that. All right. So the summer convention's held.
Oh, so they go to the Long Beach.
The Long Beach Arena.
Wow, and then so do they just have all the holy people walk around with their dog? How does
no,
that work?
No, there's no dogs.
They don't let dogs.
I gave you four tracks.
Are these the songs?
What's going
Are these
on?
Songs?
Oh, this is the one where they push the devil?
Can I try to do one of them?
What are you
read,
trying to
do? Read
I want
the
to try to do
track.
One of the
tracks. Which one do you want? All right, I'll let you decide which one you want. How do you view the future?
Oh.
How do you view the Bible? What is the key to a happy family life? And this is who really controls the world. And Perry says
I want
devil.
Who really controls the world.
All right, there you go.
Okay, this is a track. Yo, check it. This is a new track. Yo, it's called Who Really Controls the World. Ready? We're going to kick it. Perry just wrote this track. It goes, do you think it's God, humankind, someone kick me a funky-ass beat or something, man. You wrote this track. The evil one controls the whole world. The Son of God came. Came like an orgasm to destroy the devil's work, said John at 3 o'clock.
John the Javajo?
3 o'clock at 8 seconds.
No, that's chapter 3.
John said it at 5:19. He said that.
That's chapter 5.
5:19 p.m. John Quincy Adams.
Chapter 5, verse 19.
Second verse, same as the first. Reason to believe that our world would change for the better. John said that at 2:17 this afternoon.
That's
kick it.
Chapter 2,
break it down.
17th verse.
Check it.
What is the key to a happy family life? Do you think it's love, money, something else? And here's what they
turn
ask
around
you
the back
to,
of that page.
They ask you to think about
turn the back
how
of that.
Can you be a good husband, wife, or parent? The Bible answers the question at 5:12 today.
At chapter 5, verse 12, and then read what's on the back.
God cannot lie. The Bible plainly states it is impossible for God to lie.
Exactly.
Said the Hebrew dudes at 6 o'clock in 18 minutes.
Chapter 6, verse 18.
What about that time when he said to that dude, he's like, hey, kill your son for me, dude. And the guy was like,
what?
Yeah, he said to Abraham, who had an only son, Isaac. And
no,
he
no,
said,
no, no,
Abraham,
no.
I want you to kill your son. He's like, all right, I'll kill the man. I'll totally kill him for you, God. And God's like, yeah, kill your son. Kill him good. And he took him up the mountain. He's going to stab him. And he goes, dude, I was just messing around. He goes, dude, you lied. So you lied? He goes, yeah, I was lying. I didn't really want you to kill him.
All right, what the Bible says here, happy are those hearing the word of God and keeping it. Luke said that at 11:28, almost 11:30.
Chapter 11, verse 28.
Wow, that's the key to a happy family life. Now, are you supposed to pray at that time to Luke?
No, Saturday Night Live starts right around
that. What's that? I'm sorry.
That's the Bible.
Samo is talking. Can I just listen? What?
Well, if it's 11:35, it's a weekday.
No, it's 11:28.
Chapter 11.
It's 11:28. You should watch your show.
Jimmy Kimmel
coming up on weekdays or SNL on the weekend.
Oh, so right before you talk to Luke at 11:28, you talk to him
chapter
for about
11,
7 minutes and you watch Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Give us another voice, Scaremaster.
By the way, Mr. Longhorn, you remember him.
Oh, can't forget Mr. Longhorn.
That was you?
How the hell do you? What are you talking about, fool?
Can
I
talk
to
me?
I talked to Mr. Longhorn.
Yeah, I know Mr. Longhorn talked to you. I remember that.
I was on the phone with him too. I had no idea it was you.
Scare Master, you can't. No, you're
good.
Just doing impressions.
So you guys have been.
No,
worse?
No. That we talked to Mr. Longhorn.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're doing an impression of him. We talked to Mr. Longhorn the other day. He's ahead.
I also want to hand you something here.
He owns Longhorn Corn Oil.
That's it.
Put a Longhorn in your cornhole.
There was also another character, a French guy, Jean-Claude.
Yes.
That's, whoa.
Where's Jean-Claude from?
Jean-Claude's originally from Paris.
Let's talk to Jean-Claude.
Let me explain about Jean-Claude. He's originally...
Where is he from? In Paris, France?
Paris,
France. And is he French?
What did I just say?
Let's talk to Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude was born in France. Born in Paris, France. Moved to somewhere in frickin' Canada. I don't know. My junior high school girlfriend, Maurice Jard's cousin, is Jean-Claude. All right? So Maurice's cousin is Jean-Claude. So Jean-Claude is this man right here.
Whoa. If I wasn't looking at you right now, I would think it was some French guy.
Oui. That's nice for you to say.
What do you have in your hand right there?
I got the Z names down of the people that I'd be using and why I'd be using their names and for what the reason. Kyle Dickey, San Francisco gay man. Jean-Claude, French nice guy.
French nice guy?
Well, yeah, he's a French guy, but he's...
You thought he was a nice guy?
He's the nice... He's Jean-Claude's
Let me talk to Jean-Claude.
Oui?
Why are you so nice, Jean-Claude?
I got no reason to be a nasty man. I came from Paris, France.
Who was the inventor of the French fry? Do you know that?
You ask me a history question. I do not know.
The French kiss.
Who invented the French kiss?
Yes.
Wasn't that Gene Simmons?
What's the difference between vanilla and French vanilla? I gotta tell you the truth. Jean-Claude is not very smart.
I want to talk to Jean-Claude. I was thrown off there for a second. Some other late breaking.
What's the difference between vanilla and French vanilla?
Yeah, what is it? What is it? French vanilla has eggs in it.
Is that true?
Is that the truth?
Yeah, that's the difference.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, you're talking about ice cream?
The French vanilla ice cream has got a lot of protein.
Wow, that's really...
I mean, it's not really a punchline, but that's the difference.
Well, thank you for that knowledgeable...
Jean-Claude, you know this stuff, though. Jean-Claude, what is your favorite French food?
My favorite French food is the French crepe.
Really?
What other impressions do you do? I'd like to see this, because now we have three, four, actually. Who is the...
I would like to see Jean-Claude do an impression. Can you do an impression?
Jean-Claude, do an impression.
Yeah, do an impression. Do Martin Balsam.
I don't do Martin Balsam. No. And my fourth...
It's close.
And the fourth impression for the show is my old junior high school friend... / he was a classmate, friend, but he was a cool black kid that used to always call me Al Capone when I was a kid because of the...
He didn't know you were related to him?
No, I'm not related to Al Capone. That was my grandfather's client.
But I thought you said that you have relatives, your cousins are related to him.
You're talking about Carmine. I'm not related to Al Capone or Al Capone's cousin or distant cousin.
Okay, it's boring. Dominic. Let's get back to these characters. I know of four characters. We know, of course, Chat, who was on the show a few weeks.
Chat is from England. He was my old friend, supposed to be. That's when Scaremaster started showing me how to do these characters that he does.
Kyle Dickey is the nice guy that you look up to.
I don't really look up to Kyle Dickey. Kyle Dickey's just a San Francisco friend.
Okay, Mr. Longhorn.
Oh, was he a lover?
No.
The Texas guy.
Not Mr. Longhorn, Kyle Dickey.
Not my lover. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
He might have
really
known.
But he's really you, right?
Kyle Dickey
is you playing a character.
Is one of my characters.
Okay, so when you sometimes are making hand love on yourself in the shower,
what
do you make believe you're Kyle Dickey?
Well, you know, sometimes when I'm in the shower, I think about Perry, but then again, I don't think about Perry. I think about myself.
Hey, fucknuts! Hey, let's hear some of the other characters you do.
That are on the list, the last guy, well, we all know about Tex Longhorn, and I haven't introduced you, my black friend from junior high school. Named Dexter Coleman.
I would like to extricate myself.
Dexter Coleman.
No, extricate myself.
Say that, fool.
It sounds like Mr. T.
Well, Mr. T, he's not really Mr. T. It's Dexter Coleman.
By the way,
he used to always, when I was a kid, he used to always call me Al Capone or just Capone. Because
your grandfather used to have...
No, you shut up, asshole.
Well, that would make
Al
sense.
Capone.
Your grandfather was his tailor. They made love.
They he never made
you,
love.
You, then you lied to us. You said before that you made love.
I never said they made love.
Bullshit.
I never said they made love.
When they were bragging about homosexuality in your family.
Juliano was
Al Capone's lover.
And then you said your dad worked for the Navy.
Taylor.
He was a cook.
Taylor.
He did all this.
Taylor. Shut up, douchebag. Now,
sewing, you know, the needle and the thread, they call it.
God.
It just seems like there's a lot of bullshit coming out. But go on. And by the way, before we go into this, before you continue on, I'm just saying, and I want everyone to understand, I believe there's one race, and that's the human race.
That is the human race.
So when you go into this racist thing of Dexter Coleman.
Let me ask you.
That's not a racist thing, because Dexter was a cool guy. He was a cool black guy, a real big football player black guy. He's
a real guy.
Of course.
So you're doing an impression of a black guy you knew when you were young.
Yeah, even better. Thank you.
So Dexter.
Dexter used to always pull me aside in the hallways and back in junior high school and say, do that Cheech and Chong bit, you know the dog pound thing. You know, when Cheech and Chong would
Dexter,
do the,
what's your favorite food?
I think my favorite food, shoot, man, let me think. You're asking Scary, you were asking Scary Perry, but now Scary Perry's got to come into my body, and now my favorite food would be.
Scary Perry came into your body?
Boy, you are on a roll
today.
Wow, so
you guys were lovers?
You're nonstop.
No!
You just said Scary Perry came into your body.
You flaming faggot!
You just say that,
bro.
This is a guy you knew in junior high school.
Your thinking is of gay thoughts.
That's a hate word.
Your thoughts
are
gay thoughts. Stop going to that gay thought.
All right, stop, because we've got to start doing business here.
Look. Business.
You said
liver and grits is my favorite food, foo.
Liver and grits?
We have 5 shows, and then we have our biggest show ever, which could be our very last show that we ever do together. We have the big 10th anniversary.
Big 10th
anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
And it's going to start on October 11th, and tickets should be available by next week. We're going to start
last week.
Shut the fuck up. You fucking imbecile.
Oh, stop.
Before our next show, we probably will give you ticket information. But I should tell you this, kind of a scheduled list of events. Of course, we have Friday night. We're going to have at the World Famous Comedy Store a live performance of the Big Three podcast. So you got to get your tickets. And what's going to be kind of interesting, we're going to have a $100 VIP ticket. And this is going to be pretty good because this year you get something else. Saturday, we're going to have a viewing of Windy City Heat. The announcement of where that will be will also come this week, but we're going to have maybe one or two shows at a theater where we're going to be at too, and maybe we'll have a little Q&A after this. But come and join us all. Watch Windy City Heat as a group of Windy City Heat fans. Then on Sunday, the long-awaited Perry's Chili Cookout at his apartment building. Perry will be cooking chili, and the only way you can get in there is if you buy the VIP ticket. So,
how many VIP tickets are there going to be?
Let's hope there's a lot of them.
Well,
there's a lot.
I think
here's the
we're going to try to get 150.
What?
Perry,
You don't have to pay them.
Sorry, Perry, you don't have to pay for the chili up front. Well, it'll come out of the production.
Yeah, and the other thing.
Yes. There's no room for 150 people.
And you got to remember this. House. You don't have to pay to get in. You'll get in for free.
Yeah, you're comped 1,000%. You're comped.
But I think that
you're talking, I'm comped or they're comped?
You're comped.
I think we should also.
Because I'm the one that's making the chili. Well, there's no, of
course. How do you think this should work? Do you think we should get $10 each time a picture's taken? With his trophy?
We're going to have to work all that. I think there'll be different levels of stuff that you get for different payments, right?
Right.
Well, and I think all VIP people should get a picture with Scaremaster and the trophy.
Yeah, maybe that would be good.
That's okay.
But maybe,
I think super VIP should get to do something special, like a one-on-one interview with Scaremaster in his bathroom or something.
Well, I think Perry also came up with a great idea that the guy that donates the most money for this gets to bring a partner, and they get to make love in
that
his
is
bag.
Nice.
There's
that's
no
nice.
Love making.
That's
at my
Scaremaster.
Apartment.
The VIP gets to do what
the
they
top
do.
Guy. Come for
on,
God's
there is
sake.
No love making.
What are you talking
in
about?
My apartment?
You're not in there. You're not in there. Watching.
No, he,
you're not
no,
part of it.
He doesn't have to be, but he can be.
But you can be.
Yeah, because I think that what we should say is we want to make sure that it's just love making in your bed, and they don't start roaming around going through your stuff. So you could stay in the living room, or you could watch him, and it could be. And when I said love making to their partner, that means, let's say you're homosexual. Of course you'd be allowed to go in there.
Even better.
Sorry. If you're gay, it won't even happen.
Why not, Scaremaster? What? Listen.
You're in my house.
Everybody's money is
you're
the same.
You're in my house. That is not going to happen to me or anybody.
Let me ask you this.
First
let me throw that. Wait, hold on for just a second. Let me throw this at you. Let's say there's a huge Windy City Heat fan that's a multimillionaire, and he says, whoa, I would really like to make love on Perry's bed. What if he said...
Not to me.
What if he said... Not to you. You're not part of this.
But maybe...
Why does everything... Maybe you could join in. That's right.
You have the option.
But the thing is, what if he said, I'll put up $2,000 to be the high bidder? Because he wants to make love in your bed so much. Then some other guy says, wait a minute, I want to make love in Perry's bed that badly. I'll put up $2,500. And the guy says, well, sir, I'll be the one making love on Perry's bed. And the bid you just gave won't cut it. And then he puts up $3,000. We could get this thing going. I think that it's good that we give the offer that if you're the high bidder, you get to make love with your partner in Perry's bed.
Okay.
Okay, good. So that's settled.
Love with your partner, not love with me. Thank you.
Don't always try to jump in on things.
Well, you know what?
Love with your sexual partner. But let's say this. Let's say it's two lesbians. And they say, hey, we're beautiful, don't you think? We're both Playboy models. And we want to make love in your bed. And then you're in there and they say, Perry, would you come in?
Well, if we got lipstick lesbians, of course.
Or what if it's like Helen Hunt and that paralyzed guy in the sessions? And they're not even really making love. He just kind of lays there, and she just does, like, sex stuff all over him. And if he's saying,
good
like,
question, Mo.
If he's saying, like, hey, take those CDs over there. Stick them in my pants. Just if they want to feel what that feels like.
Okay, well, anyway, you'll make 100% the rules on this. So it's not a big deal. I don't want to put pressure on you. No undue pressure is my new line.
Yeah, talking about taking stuff, CDs or DVDs.
Yeah.
Somebody
no,
says,
let's limit that.
Shut
let's
your
limit
fucking
that.
Mouth
let's
right
limit
the
that
fuck
stuff.
Now. Someone
I'm
stole.
I'm just saying that people
someone,
shouldn't take CDs.
Go ahead, say what you're
doing. I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed
someone
to say that.
Someone stole my Rockstar DVD, and then I was emailed by some fan that said that Vince stole the DVD.
Vince.
I
oh, you know
looked,
what? This rock star, and he loves stars. He loves to look at
I
stars.
I looked into my cabinets, and I've got everything in a special order, and it was missing.
Okay, when was Vince at your house, first of all?
Who knows?
That's the last time we did the thing.
Yeah.
At my house.
He wasn't around then.
But you know what?
But I've never trusted Vince.
You can't trust the guy. I love him to death. But he's got that problem. He has that. He's addicted to astronomy. So he's always stealing stuff to pay for that habit. He wants a new lens. He wants a new piece of chamois cloth to wipe off the new lens. It never ends. He's got to feed that Jones.
Take Rockstar over to Amoeba. Get the $4 that he gets for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
everything goes towards the telescope.
I'm getting a new tripod little adapter.
I think we've got to talk to Vince after the show, if you can stay awake that long. Back to something a little more important.
You need some eye drops, don't you?
What are you talking about?
Your eyes are all bloodshot like fucking crazy.
Because okay. He's been crying, Scaremaster, okay? That's what you put him through.
I'm back.
He's been crying.
I'm back.
It's not about you.
I mean,
it's not about you.
I'm back.
Maybe
well,
Dan's been going through some stuff.
Quiet, please. Let me speak.
I'm just trying
speak.
To say, but maybe Dan's been going through some stuff,
I
and
need,
you're sitting there making
can
fun of
his eyes. Can you shut the fuck up so I can speak to Dan?
Why
Don.
Is everything
his
about...
His name's not Dan. My attorney's Dan. What? Not Don. Don Barris is his name, not Dan Barney.
And
Don Barris.
And your attorney is no longer an attorney because he lost his license.
Well, yeah.
So he's not your attorney.
No, he's a friend.
He's a friend, but you said he's your attorney.
Oh, well,
and legally, you can't say that.
I meant...
When are we going to have that guy on the show ready?
Yeah, why won't he come on the show?
He doesn't want to come on.
Why?
Well, you know what? He's got an open invitation.
Okay.
You know what? Tell him, because I'd like to talk to him. You know what?
I think the fans would like to hear from him.
I think his parents, didn't they run some kind of movie theater or something?
They started the drive-in movie theater business in...
So think about
which
that.
Which one?
In Canada.
So
oh,
that,
my God.
That alone would be reason to have him on the show.
You go, you go up to Canada and you go to the drive-in movie?
I don't have a passport to cross the border to...
Okay, yeah. Here's something I got to bring up. Hold on. What were you going to say real quick? Because
I forgot.
Okay,
now.
Here's the point
this
that...
This fucking guy always interrupts
is
me.
Is it like Brokeback Mountain? Brokeback Mountain up in the... Brokeback Mountie?
Brokeback Mountie, whatever. He said. Okay, Perry, stop for 1 second, because you left a message with me the other day, and I just wonder, why don't we play that message from Perry if we could?
Don, it's Perry. A guy named Rachel Carson's called on my home phone. I just erased it. I shouldn't erase it. I should have played you the message. But he wants to do gay shit with me in October. Let me inform you, that will not happen. There will be no gay acts at all in my apartment. At all. I'm an actor. I'm not a faggot.
Whoa,
wow,
powerful statement.
Wow.
Thank you.
I think Scaremaster just found a new slogan.
I don't think he found a new slogan.
It's
a
hate
catches,
word.
All right, before you say anything, people out there, Perry is not gay. He said that last week by mistake. Am I correct?
I used the F word in a bad context.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it politely.
Okay.
I'm an actor. We all know I'm an actor.
Oh, wait, you are gay, but tell about the stuff that you are gay now, though.
I'm confused. Are you gay?
I'm an
no,
actor.
He doesn't like the F word anymore. But Clyde
the only
Dickey,
gay
Clyde
I am is a happy
right.
gay.
Okay, so he's a happy gay dude.
Kyle Dickey is both.
Okay,
Kyle Dickey is a voice
that comes out of your mouth.
Do.
That's in your mouth.
I'm like the new Mel Blanc of the new millennium, okay?
Really?
Another slogan.
Oh, that rabbit.
Okay.
You want to talk about Yosemite Sam? I'll give you some Yosemite Sam.
Oh, that's very good. I'm trying to help you out, and you keep interrupting me. All right. There are people that will take that new saying, I'm an actor. I'm not a faggot. They're going to put it on T-shirts. They're going to do all this stuff.
No,
they're
they shouldn't do that.
And you shouldn't do that. Whatever you do, I don't want to see it
billboards
on
billboards and hashtags.
What else should
trending.
It not be on?
It just shouldn't be showing up everywhere.
So don't make some Photoshop pictures that you think you're funny. Put them online because that is not cool. Am I right?
Thank you.
And I'm fed up to hear with you guys constantly ridiculing Perry about something that he's not.
Thank
you're
you.
An
it's Clyde Dick you're thinking of.
Again, Kyle is just a fun-loving guy.
What do you like to do, Kyle?
Smoke some pole.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is that like apple cherry with tobacco?
A gay guy. Now you're talking to Perry Caravello.
God, you go back and forth from it so seamlessly.
It's unbelievable.
How do you do that? Just bam, it's like a tennis match.
I've got a talent.
Yeah, right?
I've got a voiceover talent.
I would like to know one thing.
Yeah.
I'm constantly harassed by a friend, a business associate of yours, actually. William Randolph Hearst III continues to call me about a fight he has with you. Well, he left a message. Should we play that? I want you to hear this. Play that message, please.
Hey, Scare Bear. It's William Randolph Hearst III here, having a nice time by my new pool. It's got these sort of undulating lights that change colors, and I have speakers in the pool. So when I'm listening to, say, Mac in Black, I hear it in the air, and then underwater, I hear it underwater. That's because I'm fucking rich. And you know how I got rich? You know why I'm a man of leisure who tours the Mediterranean and has
that
a hedge fund
down
and illustrates children's books and produces Mariah Carey albums and is involved with some of the biggest blockbusters in the world and publishes pretty much everything Simon & Schuster can get their hand on and hangs out with David Rockefeller and is involved in J.P. Morgan Chase and embezzles millions of dollars in offshore accounts and works with Ralph Nader and the CIA. You know why I can do all of that shit?
Yeah, because it was handed down to you.
Don't let people walk all over me, okay? Now, my business manager's assistant just said that you're quitting some stupid podcast you do. If you think that means anything to me, I have 50 different jobs, maybe 100 different careers, okay? The fact that your one stupid hobby didn't pan out means nothing to me. What matters to me is all my ins and outs of my business life is in check. And that means I need to fight you for the $50 you stole from me at Sundance by not promoting my movie, A Kiss Before Yesterday. Understand? Name two people that are in it. You can't because you fucked up. So, I'm coming over there to the secret location. I'm going to figure it out. And you and I are going to start kicking like some motherfuckers below the neck.
Comment.
He'll lose in a heartbeat.
Really? You feel confident?
He'll lose in a half a heartbeat.
Have you still
He'll
been training?
He'll lose by one fucking kick. Dude, my fucking... excuse me.
Please.
If I remember correctly, before you start acting so tough, wasn't he training with the same person that trained Charles Bronson?
Scaremaster?
What, you mean...
No. William Randolph Hearst. Last time he called, before we left for a while.
He was, dude.
I train at LA Fitness.
Okay. Is that what... So have you been keeping up
with
training?
I've been busy.
Well, what have you been doing?
Don't worry about what I've been doing.
Don't worry about it. You're going to start out with that again? First day back, don't worry about...
What have I been doing? I've been lifting leg weights. I've been doing my... I'm trying to get my arms back going again.
But you said you've been busy. What's that, what other stuff have you been doing?
Been fucking trying to keep my head above water.
Like with what?
I don't know.
Doing what?
I don't know. What am I doing? Going to freaking counseling sessions.
What counseling sessions?
Oh, with my... psychologist, because I've been very depressed lately because of this.
And what did they say? What did your psychologist say?
Well, my psychologist didn't say anything, is what I had to say.
But what do you tell them? Do you ever mention us?
Of course.
What do you say about us?
I was very depressed on what happened about me biting you like a fucking
dog,
cannibal.
Like a cannibal.
What did the psychiatrist say?
Well, my psychologist. She,
not a psychiatrist, psychologist, not an actual.
She
doctor does not.
No, a doctor that doesn't give out medicine.
Right,
is a psychologist.
Right. Yeah, right. But they're not
a
doctor.
Psychiatrist can prescribe.
Yeah, went
medication.
To medical school. Yeah, went to medical school.
They both go to medical school.
No, psychologists don't go to medical school. Oh God. They don't need to know the physiology. That's why they don't give out. They can't get a script from them. Trust me, I know where I can get prescriptions.
Yeah, you like the...
So what do they say to you?
Well, what turns out with my and even my psychiatrist wanted me to go on different medication.
Oh, no.
And I told her, no way. The stuff that I'm on now took 11 years to finally get me level.
Yeah, you seem level-headed. Normal.
Are you taking drugs still?
I'll be taking medication for the rest of my life.
Ugh. You know what
I'm
should
do? I'm on Tegretol and Prilosec for the rest of my life.
Prilosec? What's Prilosec?
Prilosec
for?
Is your for stomach. My stomach. Tegretol's to keep my brain level.
You know what we should do? We should go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
You...
is a group type of thing, so we could work out things together. Would you be willing to go to a group session, just the three of us?
with who's going to be the doctor?
I don't know.
We'll find a good psychologist. Dr. Young?
And I don't want Dr. What's-his-face that you had in your old show. Because
Dr. Carl?
Dr. Carl Pavlov. That guy's a freaking buffoon.
All right.
He's no doctor.
He's been called a lot worse than that, I'll tell you.
He's no doctor. He's an actor.
He's not an actor.
He's an actor.
How much you want to bet?
He's a wannabe, okay?
What else have you seen him in? He's an actor. What else have you seen him in?
I've only seen him in your
All right,
your
so
show.
He's not an actor. He's a doctor. But we'll get somebody different.
Somebody from Cedars.
From where?
Cedars.
Cedars-Sinai?
Yeah.
You have the money for that?
No, but you do.
No, I don't. Would you be willing to go to group therapy?
Sure.
Would you be willing to go, Mole?
Right now?
Not right now, but would you be willing to go?
I'm down for whatever. I just want to hang out and party. But let me ask you guys a question, okay?
Yeah.
What did you guys do while we were doing the podcast? What did you guys do?
Well,
did
I started a new podcast.
I know you did. Simply Dan, the podcast.
Right. And people went crazy for it.
What'd you do, Scare Master?
Kept working out.
Oh, you were like...
Staying busy.
That's cool.
Being in the gym.
So you were in the cage. Like an animal.
Not in
getting
the,
ready to go.
Not in the boxing
William
cage.
Randolph Hearst
not
blood you could
cage.
Smell.
No, I would.
Are you dancing cage?
Oh, God.
That men's club?
No, I wasn't in
Oh, a... you know what? Now that I got you guys here, have you ever heard of Playboy?
Yeah.
Playboy the magazine?
Liquor store in Selma.
Oh, God.
No, not that Playboy. I'm thinking of Playboy magazine.
Yes.
Hugh Hefner's company.
Well, they have a podcast that they've invited us to be on.
Cool.
And once we get our...
Is it in Canada?
No, it's not in Canada. It's here in town, actually. I think that when we start our Fund Anything account, because what we're going to try to do is raise money.
Okay.
And when we do that, we're going to let all that out very soon, but we don't have that. And we will give a time that we're going to be collecting money because we want to do a reality show, maybe a sequel movie, and we're going to try to get things going with the Fund Anything account.
Beautiful.
When we get that, on a Tuesday night, Mole, I don't know what your Tuesdays are like, but this Playboy thing gets 80,000 listeners on their first day.
So we get all those?
We don't get all those, but it'd be a good place to go.
We get to keep them, though, for keepers?
We don't keep anything, and maybe we go to do this Playboy thing, we have some model that's there. But can you go on a Tuesday night?
Sure.
And we're all nude.
We don't have to be nude. If you want to take your shirt off or something.
Do we have to talk about our turn-ons and turn-offs?
If you'd like.
You know what I like about Playboy? Is you know they show the back thing about the centerfold?
Right.
And it shows all the things like, she likes this kind of ice cream.
Yep.
And then it shows all the pictures of them of when they're little tiny girls.
That's what you like best?
No, it's just kind of weird that, like, who is that for?
It shows their growing up stages when they were like a...
Right.
Three, 5, or 7 year old kid to their teenage years to what they look like now.
Right, but why do you need to see what the naked adult woman looks like as a 7 year old kid?
Mary Jane, you had a thought on that?
Because they're fantasy, pretend, imaginary girlfriends for people that don't know how to talk to girls and get their own.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So awesome.
High five, Mary Jane. I like that comment.
Don't touch her.
He's not going to punch
polite.
You, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, you're.
Just high five.
Okay, but she's a little afraid of you.
She's not afraid of me.
She's not?
No. That was all staged.
That was all the time she's afraid of
you. That
was
all staged.
Do you think you can do that on a Tuesday? Because they keep asking us, and I think that before
I can't tell you my only problem with that is...
What's that?
Is that on Tuesdays, I got a new job while we were on break.
Oh, what'd you do?
I'm a Civil War reenactor now.
Civil War
reenactments. Yeah, I do Civil War reenactments.
Give me a little. How would you do something?
I play one guy. I play a guy. We're all a bunch of, guys who are running away from the front lines, and we're trying to hide from the home guard. You ever see Cold Mountain with Jude Law?
No.
Where he's trying to, they're running away from the front lines, and they're trying to get back home to Kentucky. And
I thought you said front lines.
So you do? Are you from Kentucky? Do you have a Kentucky accent in
No,
this?
I'm not from Kentucky. I'm
I thought he said front Heinz. Soldier. I thought he wanted some Heinz ketchup.
He said I wanted Heinz ketchup.
It's really funny. I think it is time. You know, we don't have many because we haven't been around for a while. but it's time where you, the listener at home, get to be part of our show. This is our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you can have your thoughts and what's on your mind talked about here on our podcast. Now, here's how you do it. You send $10 to us. That's no checks. That's no money orders. That's straight cash, homie.
I say American cash, man, because if you send cash in from another country,
okay, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Not enough money.
Shut the fuck up when I'm doing this. So that's sending straight cash to $10 shout out, care of Don Barra, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now we have just a couple today. Like I said, we haven't done this in quite a while. So, Mo, why don't you get us started today?
All right. This is a $10 shout out. Oh, it's super short. Dear Big Three, just sending a quick shout out from Chip Stevens and Bucky McIntosh. A joke for Mole. What kind of bees give milk?
Talk to me.
Let's think about it for a second.
Bees give milk.
Give what kind of bees give milk?
Wow,
I have
Chip
an idea.
And Bucky really stumped you guys.
Wait a minute. I might have an idea, but let's see if Perry can get it.
How many bees give milk?
How about this? If I can guess this, I get every one of Perry's $10 shout-outs for the next year. Even though
no.
Why not?
Because I don't have any freaking money.
But it'll be money that you'll get.
Right. And if I don't get it, you get all my $10 shout-outs. You want to take that up?
Okay.
Boobies.
It is boobies. It's boobies.
All right. So no more $10 shout-outs for you. They all go out.
That's today.
That's from your pal Chip. Thanks, Chip. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
the
Chip.
Joke.
And thanks for the money, Chip.
And all the money for Dan.
Oh, all now right. Don now Don's got all my funds.
It's not his fault.
You were the one that made the crazy bet.
Talk to Chip and Bucky, dude.
All right, here's another one.
Hey, wait a second here, boy. This text.
Okay,
shut the fuck up.
Mr. Longfellow, shut the fuck up when I'm talking. To Perry Cockafella. My name is Alan. You give me the hottest, spiciest boners. Oh, that's nice. Right off the bat, saying something positive.
He likes you.
When you reach out to your fans and thank us all for your amazing support towards your successful career, will you touch it? I don't know what that means. I'm such a huge fan that I got a tattoo of Mr. Caramello. It's on my pubic area, just above my penis pump, and the tattoo is of Perry's face. I had to grow my pubic hair where the hair used to be and rub grease on my pubes and pull it in different directions to resemble Perry's gypsy guinea wop hair. So what they've done is this. They use your hair as his pubic hairs.
Let me explain something to you. This is Kyle.
Let me finish this. All right, what does Kyle
He's
have
just
to
dying
say?
To be Kyle,
Kyle's coming out right now, and Kyle likes the fact that he likes Perry Caravella. I forgot how to pronounce his name. But you know that Mr. Caravello guy. But I know for a fact Mr. Caravello is not a homosexual. I am. Okay? So if you wanna like Perry Caravello, you can like him, but don't give him any gay or any.
Well, just turn on the Kyle Dickey voice when you're doing that stuff with the guy who likes you.
Or any homosexual intuitions, because I know for a fact Perry Caravello is not gay.
All right.
I am.
Let me finish this and I'll have a question for you, okay, Kyle?
Let me just finish.
I would like to send a real picture of my genitals, but it might be too graphic in case Disney picks up the Big Three in the future. I will just draw it below so you see how it looks. You will forever be close to my special place. Your loving fan, Alan N. By the way, I'm Canadian, so I am sending Canadian money. That's all I have. Please make sure that Perry gets the entire $10.
We could use it at that drive-in.
All right, here's this. Now, can I talk to Kyle for a second?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's this. There's a picture of what your face looks like by his penis. Here's your $10 shout-out. There, you can look.
It's less than $10. I've already dealt with Canadian money before.
You have? How'd you? When was that?
I went to a bank with the last $10 thingy that he gave me, and it was just a little over $9.
And that was today's $10 shoutouts.
$10 shoutout.
I guess since we haven't been around, that's not really that good. But there we go.
So the Canadians need to double their money.
They need to do a lot of stuff.
Wait a second. Was that a phone call? Could you send that phone call through for us, please?
Once more into the fay. Do you know whom it be?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Yes, it's J.Q. Adams. Or should I say J.Q. Kissinger?
What? Mr. Adams. Hey, by the way, thanks for helping us get back together. I think you were a big, big part of it.
Well, yes, listen. It was my sincerest pleasure. I missed you, laddies. I've already lost Juan Dez this year, and I don't think I could stand any more displaced menfolk. So, besides Perry's new admission of his sexuality, what else have we learned, Big Three? What have we learned?
Well, we learned we've got the greatest fans in the world, that's for sure.
We definitely do.
Yes, indeed we do. We do have the most wonderful fans. If I wasn't banned from Facebook, I'd be on there lickety-splits.
Why are you banned from Facebook, Mr. Adams?
Well, I believe I was kicked off for my lickety-splits.
I set them up.
Yeah, he always does
yes,
that.
Yes, and I knocked them down. I knocked them down, yes. And I'll tell you something, I'm knocking down a couple of sherries right now. Now listen, are we still all on board for the windy weekend?
Oh, definitely we are. The 10th anniversary you're talking about.
Because listen, this is exciting. I may have found us a sponsor for Perry's chili cookout at his apartment.
Who?
Listen to this, listen. It's an old Fire Island fling of mine. I'm sure you know interior designer Craigley.
I've heard of him.
Of Kitchen Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, Kitchen Leftovers.
Craigley has agreed to redo Petty's entire cucina. How's that sign? The entire
sounds
kitchen.
Sounds great to me. What's he going to do?
Full remod. Petty's old stuff out, Craigley's stuff in.
Nice.
Craigley. Tough to say. Craigley. Sound delish? How's that sound?
I like.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Great.
Petty, what I'm saying is we would get rid of all of your things and we would put Craigley's things in there. He's an interior designer.
Well, you know, I'd have to.
You wouldn't recognize the place. Listen, how's this? How about this? We'll sleep on it together.
No, there's no deal like that, now, my listen, friend. Sorry.
Switching gears. Where are we on the musical? Have we been practicing?
We've been practicing our dancing, all right, everybody? No.
I wanted to ask you something, Mr. Adams, about that sherry.
All right, Mo, listen. No need to spare my feelings. Gents, we need some rehearsals from you.
I want to give you my rehearsal.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be sending along the song this week. I want everyone to keep it to themselves and practice, all right? We need to be ready by the anniversary. Capisco Sour?
Well, what about doing a song this week? What about a song this
week? You want a song?
A new song? Nobody wants another song. Nobody wants to hear another song. Do they?
Shut up.
I'm not shutting up.
Shut up.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to disappoint anyone. How about this? How about we welcome everybody back to the show with a little something like this.
Oh, I like this.
Welcome back, my friends, to the podcast that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. It's the Big Three Podcast. They'll try with all their might to get Perry to act right, to not become a fright and give Mr. Barnes a bite. Tune right in. The show's about to start. Let's hope the Big Three doesn't fall apart. Will the boys become more intellectual now that Perry's an admitted homosexual? You've got to hear the show. Perry's a dynamo. Uh-huh. And when I say mo, I think we all know. Oh, right before your eyes, lean over, Perry, and grab your thighs. And I'll give you a surprise, a foot-long hot dog and some fries. Come inside and download this podcast. We'll move on. And forget Perry's filthy past. You've got to hear the show. Perry needs the dough. It's too big of a show to let Perry blow. Oh, oh, oh.
You got the wrong guy there.
Yes. And now, the carnival dancers come out. They've got their tank tops. They've got their daisy
dukes.
That's
good.
They're spinning. And here they come.
This is fucking hilarious.
Yes. come to the front of the stage with the jazz hands and shake it, everybody on your feet, shake it. Ready? And we begin thus. Soon the gypsy queen with a glaze of Vaseline will make the Denny's men's room scream. What a scene. Next up on the stand, it's time for Perry to give a hand to meet Dimitri Morlin and all the fans. And Dustin Hedberg, what a man. Big three. Podcast. Yes. I tell you, enough. I can't do this consonant.
Wow, he really got into that.
Rocking and rolling. It's too much. Thoughts. Talk to me.
That's
talk
great, Mr. Adams.
That song is hilarious and sounds awesome.
See, he liked the blow part.
No, fool.
Listen. When I say blow, you blow, and I'm saying that you blow, I mean opportunity. You understand that, yes? I'm saying you blow opportunity. You understand?
Thank you.
Yes. Opportunity was the name of his manager at the Lucky's Grocer Mart.
Yes. Was that a joke?
Yes. Yes. No, that one was not, but this one is. Why did Perry return to the podcast?
May I give an answer? He didn't want to leave the other dudes behind.
Good on you, Mr. Barnes. Good on you.
Nice, Dan.
And we are back. Tudes loves.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
I like that. That was funny.
I'm two for two today.
Yeah, you're on top of it.
I'm on a joke roll. Oh, by the way, that couple things that reminded me of stuff. We've got to start thinking about what song we're going to do at the 10th anniversary show.
Mr. Adams said he's going to let us know this week.
I'm getting excited.
I'm extremely excited. I'm glad that we're all back together.
Well, I'm still a little bit disappointed.
And I'm very happy that the four guys came along to be a part of this show.
You know what I'm always happy about? When we get to the point where we give you a chance to do something, 60 seconds of pay. Go!
That's www.
That's when he yells at you and tells you to do the commercial. That's part
of the show. www.scaryperryscapeboards.com.
You know you're interrupting him. When you talk, that's interrupting what he's saying.
And if you
I don't even understand what the 60-second thing is.
If you keep interrupting me.
Because what he's trying to do.
He told me to go.
He didn't tell you to go. He told me.
But it can also be. Okay, go ahead.
When he yells go, he means when, Scary Perry's commercial.
Yeah, but when you talk, this is his commercial. You're talking over his
you're
time.
You're fucking with my...
That's all he has. He has 60 seconds every show. So when he's in the middle of talking and you say something, you interrupt him. Exactly. So you got to be fair to him.
Commercial time. So you got to be fair to me.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Mo?
Thank you, Don.
No problem.
Give him shit because
I'm not
going to
give him shit.
Loves to fuck with me.
www.scaryperryskateboardspopsiclesticks.com.
Scary Perry skateboards.
Then I didn't know that that was. Why don't you ever try to?
Oh, absolutely.
Number eight.
Like if I was.
Stop! That's 60 seconds with Perry.
Now, if this fucking guy wants to keep.
Well, why didn't you ever say something if that's the case?
Because I can't when you're talking over me.
I'm trying to tell you what's the problem, and you're saying that I interrupt you.
You're interrupting
me
every time.
Now you're telling me.
That's not
so why don't you tell me
what's
happening?
You don't
why
watch
don't you
TV.
Just tell me? I watch TV. I watch a lot of TV.
But when you watch
I
TV,
do watch. I watch a ton of TV. I watch a lot of channels.
Perry, your
excuse
yelling
me.
Is upsetting
okay.
Weeky, the little
you ever watch Chopped?
Excuse me. When
they give you a basket full of ingredients, you got to make a dessert.
I'm going to ask you something.
And
shut
an appetizer
the fuck up a second.
And an entree out of whatever it is.
When you watch.
And one guy gets his hand chopped
when you
off
watch
in
the View, do you see. What's her face? Talking over the other woman?
The lady that go in that movie?
Yes, they do.
They don't talk
they
over
They always
me.
Talk yeah, over each other.
Yeah, not the way you talk over me.
No, I mean, the View ladies are constantly talking
constantly,
over each other.
Constantly, absolutely.
It's kind of a cliche joke. Like, we don't even pitch that anymore.
By the way, you know what? On the 10th anniversary weekend, when people come over to the VIP thing, would you be willing to give a tour of the Denny's bathroom? I think a lot
why
of people...
Why would I give a tour of...
Because it's your hangout, and I think people would like to see it.
Because it's not my hangout. It's a restaurant on the corner
It's where other dudes hang out, right?
I think I know what you mean. Yes, Mo.
Oh, my God.
Hang out of their pants.
Would you be willing to take them over there, though? As a group?
Oh, how about a tour? How about a city tour?
We walk down the block as a fucking group.
Or we could have you drive
them. Or maybe we get the Fantastic Van and shove a bunch of people in there for a tour around L.A. with Scaremaster for the VIPs.
There's so many things that could be done that day.
That's so ridiculous.
Let's go on a drinking tour. Drink and driving.
It's not a bad idea.
God. Hey, listen, if we go on a tour with all the fans, I'm not going to steal the van again.
You know what might be a great idea? Maybe the guys that the VIPs get a chance to have a tour around L.A. with us as their guide.
Yeah, and I won't steal the van.
All right, so there you go. That's another thing we can do on
that
weekend.
We can do that, yes.
And you'll have to have a lot of places by your place. We have to have a lot of things that people can see around your apartment, so you got to start thinking
of... Skateboard park.
Where you broke your neck?
Oh yeah, let's go by that. That's a good one to go visit.
All right, what else? What else could we go see?
We can go to that. We can go to the Cove Skate Park.
Let's go to where Master Graphics was.
We can go pass by where the print shop used to be.
Let's go to the place where you were picked up for soliciting a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, let's go there. Let's go
where you. That's the gas station right down the corner.
Okay.
Let's go where you used to buy crack cocaine.
Can we do that?
Oh, let's go to that place where you had made hand love on that man.
What?
Where you did hand love on the man.
Oh, do you remember where Randy Callahan's office was?
Sure.
Okay. Where was it?
It's on Laurel Canyon directly across the street from Gelson's in North Hollywood.
Perfect.
We've got to go by there.
Right next to the restaurant.
And people can take pictures. By the way, I would suggest this. When you come to this anniversary weekend, bring a jacket, but also bring your camera and put as many pictures up online as we can possibly get. That sounds like a good idea. So bring your camera, maybe put some Instagram stuff, but put it online.
Bring your kids, bring the grandma.
Bring your kids, the grandma.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm starting to look forward to this show.
All right. There's Nick. I'm upset
Your manager, Nick.
What do you mean you're upset with Nick? What did Nick
do?
Would
you shut up, let me talk? He's making this comment to me.
What'd he say?
About coming out.
Ah, you came out.
You did come out in the last show. You did come out. And also,
can I speak?
Okay.
When he gets to California for the chili cook-off, like he's going to try to become the cook.
All right. Nick's a great cook.
To make chili.
Nick's a great cook. He made deer jerky last year. He made deer jerky.
He
made peppermint bark.
He makes all that good stuff.
Yeah. So let him make the chili. Why don't you let him in the kitchen?
I don't want.
He can make the chili. You can make an appetizer
something.
Because
he's not making my chili. I have my way of making chili.
Well, that's what a chili cook-off is. All right, so that you both make it. People can taste that stuff.
You know what? I think you both should make it because from what
Nick said.
Everybody
should get it. I think, Dan, you should make one. I'll make one.
Absolutely.
It's a chili cook-off. Everyone's supposed to make
chili. Oh, and they can taste it and see who's they like best.
Yeah, like they like the best.
Nick says your chili is not edible.
My chili will have the most pills. I call it pilly.
Nick doesn't say my chili's not
edible. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. What did you say, Mary Jane?
With the 10th
anniversary.
No, the jerk-off incident. Nick's spaghetti was extremely edible, and the time before, tummies were hurting.
Oh, when you cooked it, tummies were hurting.
I'm not trying to upset you, Perry. Don't
look
at me like that.
That's all right.
Okay.
And also, that time you made sausage, Dan almost choked on it.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to love my chili, my pilly chili.
You're going to love my chili. It's a chili cook-off at Perry's apartment.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
And we'll find out who cooks the best chili.
Do you just have one stove?
Yeah,
Okay.
We'll have to get there the night before then.
What?
We may have to sleep over there.
You're not sleeping at my house.
Well, why not?
Kill the chili. My chili needs time to cook.
You're not cooking at my house if you're going to...
You know
what?
You're
making your chili here. You're making your chili at your house.
I don't have a house anymore.
I'm
out of the street.
You know what? We should stay at Perry's
from Thursday.
I'm living out of
a station
wagon. You're not staying at my apartment.
Why?
Nick's going to be there.
It doesn't matter. We can all stay there.
You're sleeping on the patio. He sleeps on the patio.
That's okay.
That's outside in front.
I don't care.
Nick gets the couch. I get my bed.
We could put a tent up there, right?
Yeah.
With some VIP fans.
That's outdoors.
You should have some VIP stay at your place. How much would you charge somebody to stay at your place with you and Nick?
If Angel comes down He's either going to stay at her girlfriend's in Burbank or with me.
And Nick?
Nick gets the couch.
And would she stay in your bed?
Yeah, I said Angel would sleep with me in my bed.
Okay, then you better not have her stay the night that those people make love in your bed, though.
Are you going to wash your apartment before people come over?
Wash
yep.
my apartment? What does that mean?
Well, you had exactly all that HIV blood from Andy Dick's assistant that time.
Let me say something to you about that. That was despicably disgusting. If you guys are going to fuck around...
What are you talking about? Nobody's going to fuck...
Is that Andy Dick? Am I his assistant?
No, and his assistant...
HIV blood and went in your bathroom and got naked and Andy went in there and shaved his testicles?
Then
he hit some kind of vein and then there was blood spurting everywhere? Is that us?
And by the way, it was fake? He recently passed away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I don't
Full
know...
Full-blown AIDS.
As an okay. HIV sufferer, Skimmers, I think you'd be a little bit more sympathetic.
Well, okay, he makes an excellent point there,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, I don't know these people personally.
Well, even from a support group, they could be just like any of the people in your support group.
Nobody comes into my apartment and gets all hoity-toity and then goes into my bathroom and starts getting all naked and starts shaving their private parts.
Okay.
That is not
okay,
going
so
to
that's happen. No one's going to... Okay.
That will not be allowed to happen again.
Okay, let me ask you this. How much would someone have to pay to take a shower at your place?
$500.
That's too much.
Way too
Sorry.
Much. Well, let's say they gave you 50. You wouldn't accept 50.
100.
What if it was 25?
I said 100.
What about... I just said 25.
I said 100. Oh. Okay, 125.
It should be 50 and you throw in a towel.
Yeah.
Just take your towels out of there and put in some towels, some new towels with them that are monogrammed that say Scary Perry's Apartment Chili Cookout.
Yeah, right.
Well, they'll get a monogrammed towel.
You're going to give me the money to make these towels?
It's you're the one that collecting the money.
You're the one who wants everyone in your shower.
I don't want anyone in
You're the
in
one
my...
who said shower power.
I
like,
don't want really, anyone
you're
in
the one
my
who just,
fucking
You're the one
bathroom.
Who's trying to come up with the whole thing where people like hoity-toity.
They're not and they going... Get... Okay, it goes like this. Time out.
Time
my
out.
Rules, my place... My and I'm saying it straight out.
Whoa.
You coming over, you get to look into the apartment from the apartment door. That's it. That's it.
That isn't
You don't walk
fun.
Into my
that's
apartment.
Not gonna work.
You don't do a fucking thing in my house.
That doesn't
that's
work
it.
Fun.
That fuck you then.
That's not gonna work though, Scaremaster.
You're not eating in my apartment.
Yeah, of course
You're
we are.
In the
yeah,
phone.
They'll eat outside because there'll be 150 people there. They can't all eat inside.
It's a VIP party, dude.
Right.
Out by the pool.
Right.
That's where the tables will
but
be.
But some people.
But the VIPs go in the apartment.
Nobody goes in the
yeah,
apartment.
The VIPs do.
They've got to.
What? Two? Two people?
Everybody. They have everybody. A receiving line.
You'll just go through there one at a time. They'll come in. They'll take pictures. They'll.
One at a time. Thank you.
All right. Right.
Or groups. One group at a time. Because it's
going
to take like 3 weeks.
At a time.
Okay, so everybody comes in and spends an hour in there, takes a shower, takes a little nap. Every person, 150
what?
People.
You ought to get
mints.
You ought to get mints
then
for the
I
people.
Then I get $1,000 for everybody
what
that comes in.
What are you talking about?
Takes a shower and wants to take a nap. $1,000
that seems a little unreasonable.
Fucking person.
Seems a little unreasonable.
Calm down, Scaremaster.
You
Don't
can
bite
stay
anybody.
At a five-star hotel
for
$300. Your apartment is not a five-star hotel.
It doesn't even have Rockstar on DVD.
No, it does.
No, because it was stolen.
When did that happen? You got to replace that before the 10th anniversary.
Tell Vince.
No one can talk to that dude when he gets in his star head. No one can talk to that dude.
One of the fans said that he would send me a copy.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
Well, and that fan should also be able to bring you that copy. Forget everyone should stop sending stuff and just bring it with you when you show up in October. I mean,
right.
Keep sending $10 shout outs, but Absolutely. Save the postage because you're going to need that money to get into Perry's apartment, to get a little lie down on the couch, to get him to give you the tour. Show you his new rock star DVD.
Oh, you know what, Perry? Here's something that I definitely want to put out there right now. To get a key, Perry can't afford to give 150 keys out. So you have to bring money for the key. You have to buy the key to his apartment and to the front door, too.
It's
right?
a symbolic key, Skimmer. It's like a take-home souvenir.
No.
But it actually does work.
Nobody, I repeat, nobody gets a key to my apartment.
Except the VIPs.
All of the keys are stamped, do not duplicate.
Nobody gets a key.
Oh, it will say that on there.
Yeah, they'll all say do not duplicate.
See, that's good, right? Is that good?
VIP. Nothing. That's what they, right? But, it's like the Playboy Club, the key club. Right. You always have the key to get into the club.
And it's going to say on the key, said, do not duplicate.
You should dress like Hefner in your pajamas and a robe all night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What
or a chili pajamas.
You got to like think
half,
of what you're going to wear.
Half chili chef. Half chili. Oh, how about like pajamas that are overall cutoffs?
You know what I missed about not doing podcasts the most? Probably the thing that people probably miss the most. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Moleplay!
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, Moleplay is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole will cast a scene, he will direct a scene, he will write the scene, and it's all impromptu. What we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Moleplay?
Well,
what'd you just do?
Can you sit over there?
Can you sit over there and fuck with me some more? Because all you know how to do is open your mouth when I'm doing my commercial. So it's now time for me to open my mouth when you're trying to do your move.
Ah, revenge.
Oh, good.
You got to get it.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice.
You want to fuck with me? Nice. It's right. Nice.
Come on over here, he said.
I'm on my way.
And don't sit on the bird.
Okay, so recently I became a Civil War reenactor with birds out in the wilderness. We take you now out into the wilderness, the Kentucky backwoods.
Hey, don't the sit Kentucky on me, you fucking Italian wop goomba. Don't look where you're sitting, you fuckhead.
So what's the other character's name?
Which one?
Dex? The friend from high school. Dexter?
The black guy is Dexter.
Okay, so Dexter. Okay, so Dan. Okay, we're a whole bunch of guys who are. I was with a whole bunch of guys who were Tennessee volunteers who didn't want to volunteer anymore. We were at the Battle of Bull Run, and we looked over and we said, this is a bunch of bull, run! That's a Civil War
That's
joke
funny.
Among the Civil War actors. And so we ran away, and now we're looking to get away. And Dan, you are a member of the Home Guard. If you find any people run away, you're going to kill them and do all sorts of terrible things to them.
What do you mean people running away? Like slaves?
Like slaves or soldiers running away from the front.
How about wolves?
Yeah, and wolves too. And Scaremaster, you're Dexter, a runaway slave who runs into Dan from the Home Guard.
Say, man. I can do that. Not a problem.
Excuse me. What's your name, sir?
Dexter Coleman.
Dexter Coleman. You seem like you're a very racist character.
I'm not racist. What are you talking about, man? Just because I'm black, that ain't any. And now, calm down about this race war and this race thing. See, my old friend from junior high school, you know, that kid that almost got killed, he's a nice kid. Nice kid. Perry, I used to always call him Capone because he used to do that.
Offer him some hardtack.
Slow up just for a second.
Hardtack?
What the fuck are you doing?
He's talking about Dexter's school. Let's switch it up a little bit, okay? You're a runaway slave. Dan, you are a southern plantation owner who finds him and has to teach him a lesson by making love to him. Mole Play.
Say, man.
You've broken every rule on this plantation.
I've been hoeing the backyard over there. It looks like you got a bunch of hoes over there.
Oh, nice.
I should whip you, boy.
But I'm in love with you.
But
whip me.
But I look at you, and there is another alternative.
Oh God!
I've always found you very attractive.
I found your muscles that rip through that shirt. Very handsome.
Well, thank you very much.
Slade also likes him. He goes, I never really knew how to talk to you.
May I touch your
arms? Excuse me, sir. If you want Kyle Dickey to come in, hi.
No, not Kyle Dickey. Not Kyle Dickey.
You want to touch my arms?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Which arms do you want to touch? The third one?
ones.
Or the left one or the right one. Make out the third one. Because if you want to touch the bag, I'm going to kick your ass.
I want to touch the third one. Move the bag.
Oh, get your hands off there. That's not you. There we go.
And the plantation owner and Kyle Dickey and Wolfie began to make love.
Hey, let me see what you got down there.
The war is over. The war is over. You're free, Kyle Dickey. The Nazis have surrendered.
You're free
that
to
was,
go.
That was World War II.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Ay, 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 ay. That's funny.
All right, Scaremaster.
Wow, you never were so nice to Wolfie.
What do you want me to do? You'd kick Wolfie's ass?
No.
Break your arm.
Do you like Wolfie at all now? Did you miss Wolfie?
I just don't want to fight anymore.
You know who gets along really well is Kyle Dickey and Wolfie, which is weird because Dickey and Wolfie don't get along.
Dickey Barrett doesn't get along with Wolfie.
I wonder how Dickey Barrett would get along with Kyle Dickey.
I don't know.
It's tough to tell.
Well, you know, it is tough to tell, and I've got to be honest with you. I don't know what we're going to do here, but I think we've reached that point of the show where it's just about over, because as I look up and I see the hands on the wall, it's saying, it is time to go. So,
these
you know
hands
what?
Hands on the
they
wall.
Talk, they call me a hoe, and it's time to go. Good night, guys.
Ever since you came out, you're acting more and more feminine. Did you know that?
I don't know.
What's
this
about, Scaremaster? Scaremaster, what's it all about? Why do you act like that now?
It's an act.
I know, but you said you're an actor.
That's an act called Kyle Dickey.
Yeah, but you also act like Stone Fury, too.
Well, you know, because the Stone Man is the Stone Man. You know, I mean... Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot very similar characters to me.
Well, as
Kyle
I look
Dickey's not Stone Fury.
They're very close.
Whatever.
Hey, guys, as I look at the clock on the wall and I see the hands on the wall, I see that it's time for us to get a moving out of here. Good to be back to the fans out there that supported us. Thank you. You really made us feel good. All the people that had something to do with the fan page, that was really fun.
The quiz was awesome.
I gotta give thanks to both my publicist
and the dog. Right. Almighty.
You have my publicist
Tom Brennan.
What has Tom Brennan done for you as far as
he's helped
publicity?
He's helped calm him down.
He's helped calm you down a lot because sometimes you get crazy.
Yes. And
like a doctor, did he check your prostate?
I'll check his prostate. Oh, oh, oh!
All the fans have been great.
Oh, they really have. It's the reason we came back is because I felt like I let you guys down.
Nick Shadursky.
I thought you weren't getting along with Nick right now.
Well, he's just jealous because Nick's chili's going to beat his chili.
Well, everybody's chili's going to beat my chili because my chili's the chili recipe that's on the bag.
What bag are you referring to?
Carol Shelby's chili.
Carol Shelby's chili.
That's the only chili.
You're interrupting me. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget.
Go to scaryperryskateboard.com.
No, why would they do that? They probably want to get.
If you want to get
terrifying Tim skateboards.com. Terrifying Tim's a real American hero.
Terrifying Tim
skateboards are made of pure American wood.
You can get in touch with me on Facebook at Don Barris, Twitter at SimplyDon1, on my Instagram at SimplyDon1, and on Vine I'm at Don Barris. Mole, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm back on Facebook. I'm Walter Molinsky.
You're back on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/Perry.Carabello.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-double-L-O. Twitter, ScaryPerry818. Email me at ScaryPerryX1050@gmail.com.
And don't forget, coming up very soon, the 10th anniversary of the release of Windy City Heat. Come to Los Angeles the weekend of October 11th. Guys, put 11th, it there.
12th, 13th, and
here
14th.
Here we go. Big 33
and a third. Oh, 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 oh.
Goodbye.